From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Gray. CNN is reporting on May 10th, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration expanded the emergency use authorization for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to include anyone aged 12 to 15 years old. Shots could start being given to young people Thursday after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices meets May 12 on whether to recommend use of the vaccine in this age group. The FDA reviewed a clinical trial from Pfizer involving 2,260 12 to 15-year-olds that showed the vaccine's efficacy is 100%. The Pfizer vaccine had previously been authorized for people aged 16 and older, while the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are only being given to those 18 and older. You can read more about this story on the CNN website. Mid-Hudson News is reporting all students enrolled in the State University of New York colleges who plan on returning to campus for in-person classes must be vaccinated for COVID-19. In an effort to boost vaccinations, Governor Andrew Cuomo Monday, May 10th, urged those students to get their shots now. Cuomo said, and I quote, "You must have a vaccine to come back in September. If you must have a vaccine, get it now if you have to get it anyway. I also encourage private schools to do the same thing. Let's make a global statement. You cannot go back to school in person in September unless you have a vaccine. That would be a major motivation to get the vaccine, and if you have to get it by September, you may as well get it now. Why wouldn't you want to get it now?" End quote. The policy also applies to City University of New York colleges, and you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Wyndham Ashland Jewett School Board has withdrawn a special capital project proposition from consideration by voters in May. The project would include roof and building envelope repairs and security upgrades, including cameras, fencing, and lighting of entranceways. According to the district's budget proposal, and I quote, "Due to the continued uncertainty of the COVID-19 situation, Wyndham Ashland Jewett has postponed the ongoing capital project vote until 2022. While these repairs are needed, the district continues to balance need with keeping the tax levy impact minimal during the time of uncertainty caused by the COVID pandemic," end quote. The $12.7 million budget for the 2021-22 school year reflects a 1.23% increase in spending from 2020, a maximum spending plan. The tax levy could grow by 1.58% and is under the state's tax cap. The district will appropriate $250,000 from its reserve to keep the levy in check. Residents will also vote on a proposition to establish a bus purchase reserve fund of up to $300,000 to be used to purchase school vehicles and equipment over a five-year period. The more than $156,000 remaining in the 2015 bus purchase reserve fund will be transferred to the new fund. The most significant increase in the spending plan is $181,000 for employee benefits, followed by $32,000 for special education programs, $17,000 for instruction, and $12,000 for central services, which includes utilities, custodians, and trash and snow removal. The board will hear public comment on the proposed budget at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, May 11th. The annual budget vote and school board election will take place from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, May 18th. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Clarence Fanto is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. The town of Lenox, Massachusetts, downtown business district, and nearby residential neighborhoods have been proposed for designation to the National Register of Historic Places. The Massachusetts Historical Commission has been interested in the honorary distinction for the title of Lenox Village Historic District since 2017, when the town celebrated the 250th anniversary of its founding. A legally required public information session must now be held to discuss the nomination. The session will take place on May 24th via Zoom and will be hosted by the Lenox Historical Commission. A representative of the State Historical Commission will be available to answer questions about the meaning of the designation. A total of 264 residential and commercial properties, all constructed before 1944, are included for the proposed designation, according to Olga Weiss, chair of the Lenox Historical Commission. Qualifying buildings are based on age, whether a person of historic significance was associated with the building, or if the property was constructed by a recognized architect of the era. The National Register of Historic Places is the U.S. government's official recognition of historic properties worthy of preservation. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.